96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Medical Monday, we are recognizing National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, taking an up-close and personal look at the disease, treatments, and, of course, giving you the best information you need to make the best health decisions. My guests are Dr. Lori Wilson, Director of Surgery Residency at Howard University Hospital, and Jacqueline Smith with the DC Cancer Action Partnership. If you have a question or a comment, give me a call right now, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I want to start with you, Dr. Wilson. You've been on the program before, and one of the things that we did not mention the last time you were here, aside from the fact that of course, you are a breast cancer survivor, is that you did an in-depth program, documentary, about your successful fight against breast cancer. Can you talk to me a little bit about what that experience was like and why did you decide to go public?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, when you get the diagnosis of breast cancer, oftentimes, even if you're well-resourced and you have a great support network, it's still challenging. And for me, it was about trying to give the journey purpose. It was for me an opportunity to really show the intricacies of cancer treatment, how you go about doing it. And it gave me an opportunity to understand my patients a bit better. So when I was initially diagnosed, I was asked to be a part of Ken Burns' documentary, Cancer, Emperor of All Maladies. And at that time, it was really about telling the story of breast cancer, but not from the typical, look. Usually in the hospital, doctor's visits, that sort of a look at breast cancer or cancer. But what they wanted to do was to tell the story of research, tell the story of cancer. How did it evolve? How did we get to where we did? And then to tell those stories that were intermingled within that documentary that was real life. Mm-hmm. And so it was at home. It was when I shaved my head, when my family was there for support. It was when I went through my mastectomy and I think every aspect of our journey was documented. And so we did that openly so people could understand what the true journey is and that though there's definitely a taboo about discussing cancer, it's important to share it.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about breast cancer and breast health on this Medical Monday. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Jacqueline, you are with the DC Cancer Action Partnership. Explain to me briefly what that is and the impact that the partnership has on those who are going through this trying time as it relates to breast cancer and obviously other cancers as well, because you are a melanoma cancer survivor.
Yes. Well, the Cancer Action Partnership is a group of different people. So we have nonprofit organizations, healthcare facilities, healthcare providers, community organizations, and we've all come together to try to decrease the cancer burden in the district. And I am one of the co-leads of the Survivorship and Palliative Care Division. And so what we've done is trying to create programs so that people will have an easier transition into survivorship and making sure that we increase the overall quality of life for survivors. And part of that is always making sure that you advocate for yourself. because a lot of people are not sure what survivorship looks like or what happens once you become a survivor. So making sure that you stay in touch with your cancer care team, that you have a cancer care plan that can help you as you're transitioning along that journey, and so that you can have just a better quality of life. So making sure that you know to have your checkups and your scans and to report anything that seems like it might be out of the ordinary.
I want to drill down a little bit more on that in just a bit, but I need to go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about breast cancer during this National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you have questions about treatments, recovery, certainly mastectomies and the like, give us a call. The doc is in, and she's answering phone calls. Let's go to Richard. Richard, calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling. What's
on
your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The medical community already know what they can do to really prevent or stop cancer. In nutrition, I asked a doctor who just graduated last year, how much nutrition, how many classes of nutrition do you have at a leading medical school? He said, none. We've had some seminars. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans, that's what we should be eating. There are religious groups, and I'm not pushing the Seventh-day Adventists. They are known to have little or no cancer. So we can do a lot about it by changing our diets, and I don't know why the medical community doesn't push that.
Doctor, could you at least address what he is saying? Certainly there may be some concerns, obviously, as it relates to wholesale endorsement of food as a preventative measure for cancer. But certainly that is not to discount a healthy lifestyle. Please go right ahead.
And I think that is really the thing that we should be focusing on. Nutrition for the person with cancer is a huge part of making sure that you're caring for yourself well during your survivorship. Prior to diagnosis, I really want to thank him for his question, because there's definitely a bigger push to look at diet. What things impact diet? And not only diet, but also the things that go along with that. Healthy lifestyle choices like exercise. It's recommended for risk reduction in cancer to exercise at least 150 minutes per week. So whether you do that, 5 days a week doing 30 minutes or 3 days a week doing 50 minutes, it's important. Making sure also that you're doing things like making sure that you're in the healthy weight range. We know that obesity and a sedentary lifestyle impacts your cancer risk. So all of these things are really thought to be complementary. So making sure that you have a varied and a broad diet, making sure that you stay healthy and within a normal body weight, as well as exercising as much as you can so that you can do all these things to help reduce risk. There are also two other lifestyle changes that I would advocate for, and that's stop smoking and also making sure that
a pause.
Pause.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Making sure that we're involved in our health care, making sure that we're seeing our primary care physicians and all the preventative studies.
Okay, so. Well, Richard, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jacqueline, you mentioned palliative care. What is that?
Palliative care is pain management, symptom management. And for breast cancer patients in particular, one of the issues is the development of lymphedema. And that is where, when you've had lymph nodes removed, radiation, trauma to your lymph system. And so when you think about having surgeries when involving the upper extremities, people end up with swelling in their arms. And you see, I mean, I have it in my leg from my surgery. And so you see people with the compression garments on, and it's a condition that can be painful and hard to manage. So making sure that people are comfortable. And a lot of people conflate palliative care and hospice, but they're two different
No, obviously, because, you know, hospice obviously having to do with end of life.
Exactly.
Right. But, you know, palliative, obviously pain, but not end of life. You mentioned earlier wanting the uninitiated to understand what survivorship is like. What do you tell them?
Surviving cancer is difficult because when we think of someone who survived different traumas, it's usually something that's in your rearview mirror and you don't have to think about it again. But cancer, one of my neighbors said this, cancer is the shadow that always follows you. So it's something that somewhat lingers overhead. And I mean, just last week, one of my high school friends passed away from breast cancer. It had returned. So she thought she had recovered. She thought she was no evidence of disease. And then it recurred. And this is someone who was 40 and is no longer with us. So it's something to think about, that even though you have transitioned, you might be post-treatment, post-surgery, you still have to be very active. You still have to be aware of any changes. And that's survivorship for most of us, always somewhat being on guard so that you know if something does occur that you need to get it checked out immediately.
You know, it's interesting you should mention that also, because I lost a classmate who went to Morgan State University with me. He passed away 2 days ago, and I know I've got a lot of my classmates from Morgan State listening. Gerald Gorham, he was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha, lived out here in Prince George's County. I believe, you know, Jerry was 53 years old. He had cancer, I'm told, and was doing just fine. And then all of a sudden it sprang back, and it is such a loss,
right?
You know, as a good friend, as a colleague, and the whole bit. And so you're right. You know, the calling it the shadow that follows us. And certainly that would be the case also, particularly for women, I would imagine, not only because of the disease. Even if you remain as a survivor in full remission the rest of your life, there is the issue of mastectomies, for example, and that constant reminder. What was that like for you and the decision to go through that process?
So for some women, it's not an option. For me, it wasn't an option. I had breast cancer in both breasts, and because of the size and because of the type of breast cancer, for me, it was the best option to remove all of the possible cancer that I had. On one side, I actually did have a lymph node that was involved. So I did get chemotherapy. I went through my mastectomy, and I got radiation on one side. And so I'm also at potential risk for lymphedema. And so that's always something that I think about. Having a mastectomy done, you know, it for me, I had, when I was diagnosed, I had an 18-month-old son. Mm-hmm. And so he's 4 now. And for me, the goal was to be here and to be present and to be able to raise my son and to be, I have an amazing husband, and to be able to grow old together and, you know, get rocking chairs and retire together. That was my goal. And so doing all that I needed to do to make sure that I could have the best possibility to really have that occur was an easier decision for me to make. Mm-hmm.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about breast cancer, breast health, and how to make the best health decisions. If you have a question about breast cancer, about its treatments, about remission, about being a survivor, life after cancer, even perhaps, you know, breast implants and the like, please give us a call. As I said, the doctor is in. Also, we have Jacqueline here to talk about what is needed to support those who are going through it. This isn't just about the women. It is about the people that are in the women's lives as well. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I do go to a break, Jacqueline, how can people find out more information about the DC Cancer Action Partnership?
You can go online and look us up. dccanceractionpartnership.com. We're there.
It's .com?
Yes.
dccanceractionpartnership.com, certainly. Oh, yes, and gosh, before I forget, Dr. Wilson, what about the breast screenings? Is the hospital still doing
those?
We
are, of course. We're still doing those, okay. And we do pap smears as well. And so we typically do them every other month on the first Saturday, and it's usually the odd month of the year.
So where can they find out more about that information as
more
well?
More about that information can be found on the Howard University Cancer Center's website, and there's a phone number.
But let's just do the website, because I'll make sure that I post that on WHUR.com. But what's the website, please?
Howard.edu.
Howard.edu. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, more about breast cancer awareness lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We will be taking calls after 7:30, so give us a call if you'd like. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
Radio Network.